stimulus spending will cause double-digit inflation. I'll explain next on Three Dimensional Wealth Radio.
This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio with New York Times best-selling author and your host, Doug Andrew.
This is Doug Andrew speaking to you, our incredible national audience, from our three-dimensional wealth studios nestled at the base of the majestic Rocky Mountains. This show is about empowering you, people, and organizations that want to optimize their assets, minimize taxes, and empower their authentic wealth. Folks, Americans will pay big time for the multi-trillion dollar stimulus overspending and the additional stimulus packages that are being passed by Congress as I speak. So what should you be doing? Because if you understand basic economics, okay, let's super simplify this. The federal government up until the pandemic, for example, was collecting via the IRS approximately $5 trillion a year in income taxes, okay? So $5 trillion, that's what they collect. And they were spending at least $5 trillion just in their normal budgets. In fact, they were spending more than that. We all know that. What happened when the pandemic came in? They began to pass stimulus packages that helped out people to try to stimulate the economy, okay? Now, I'm not going to argue right or wrong depending upon the amount, but see, that money has to be coming from somewhere. And there's two sources that the government always looks to in order to come up with a trillion or $2 trillion. Now, we not only had several stimulus packages and spending that went out during the final year of the Trump administration, but as soon as Biden got in, of course, Congress passed a $1.9 trillion package, and that has to go out immediately. And so that's being spent all at once. And as I speak, they've been talking about the infrastructure stimulus package. And it's interesting how they label things because it sounds like the COVID relief package, the $1.9 trillion, less than 10% of that actually went to COVID-related expenditures. Okay, so 90% plus went to other things, but they put it under the umbrella to sort of get acceptance from Americans. Oh, that's just for the pandemic. Okay, now a lot of people do not understand how much $1 trillion is, but we were talking about with $1.9 trillion on top of what we had already spent in stimulus spending. We were already up to about $4 or $5 trillion at least. Some say $6 trillion. Regardless, we have spent basically twice as much as we bring in revenue. Again, that would be like a couple that makes $100,000 a year, but they're spending $200,000. How long can you keep spending twice what you make? Okay. And then on top of that, Congress is gearing up to pass what was touted as a $3 trillion infrastructure package. Now they're paring that down to $2.2 trillion because when they start out big and then they back it off, oh, it's more acceptable. Okay, well, that's much better. $2.2 trillion is way better than $3 trillion. We'll give our stamp of approval on that one. And so the amount of spending that is going on, and that doesn't even take into account forgiveness of student loans. If Biden gets convinced to take that from $10,000 up to $50,000 or free college tuition, which is an objective of the far left, and Medicare for all, each of those initiatives are estimated by the Congressional Budget Office to cost over $100 trillion in the next 10 years. And people say, well, that's spread out over 10 years. Well, divide $100 trillion by 10, and that's $10 trillion a year, which, again, that is twice as much as the government collects in taxes in an entire year. So the two places the government has to go to in order to come up with the money is, number one, raise taxes. And if you can't see the writing on the wall, you've got your head in the sand. And it's not just for high-income earners, folks. And number two, print money. Print money, which causes what? Inflation. And so it doesn't do any good to have an initiative to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour. And within a year, the additional wage is gobbled up because the cost of goods and services and gasoline costs more. And so what good was the raise when you got a raise and it was gobbled up in increased cost of living? And people are going, how come gasoline is so expensive right now? See, they think that Biden was only going to affect high-income earners. But with the infrastructure package, it sounds like Pete Buttigieg is proposing a tax on top of the gasoline tax based upon the miles that you drive. Now, how are they going to track that? More and more government interference, tracking your motion. Every time you move or go about, they want to track that. The vaccine passport is not really about the pandemic. It's about measuring where you spend your money, how you spend your money, where are you going. Everything that is embedded in that system can be used as an upload to all kinds of things to keep track of you. Okay. And so where are we heading in this country? Let me get back to this tax and inflation power curve. We can't keep spending money like this without incurring higher taxes and inflation. That is going to dramatically affect people's retirement income. When people have more or less a fixed income stream where maybe they can get by on $50,000 a year or $100,000 a year to buy the gallons of gas and loaves of bread today. But that means with the real rate of inflation, cost of living going up to double digits, and I predict it's going to be double digit. And sometimes the government does this smoke and mirrors approach to inflation because they reserve the right to compare goods and services, like instead of a hamburger, ground beef to ground beef, or a filet mignon to a filet mignon, they reserve the right to compare a filet mignon later to ground beef because it's still beef. And so they have all kinds of ways to sort of soften what the inflation rate really is. So when we talk about inflation, it cuts the purchasing power of the dollar in half. It doubles the cost of living. And at the rates of inflation that I'm expecting, between 7 to 10%, the cost of living will double every 7 to 10 years. The purchasing power of the dollar will be cut in half. It means that in 7 years from now, definitely, I feel within 10 years, because that's a 7.2% inflation rate. The cost of living doubles in 10 years. That what you could buy for $100,000 will now cost $200,000. And that's going to happen every 7 to 10 years. It's very possible 15 years from today, you'll need $400,000 to buy what $100,000 buys today. Can retirees afford to do that? Maybe their plan is to make people more and more dependent on government. And folks, I thought we declared independence when we founded this country. So when the government spends money like this, they will tax, and they act like they're just taxing the rich. But taxing just the rich is not going to come close to covering the amount they're spending. So they have to do indirect things like raising gasoline tax and your miles that you drive, and controlling how much of a tax break you get by contributing to a 401k, because Biden wants to do away with pre-tax contributions and just issue a tax credit up to a certain amount. That's going to affect all kinds of middle-income Americans. They won't get the same tax break. In other words, they're going to pay more in taxes. Then he wants to raise the corporate rate from 21% to 28%. People say that's only 7%. No, it isn't. It's a 33% increase from 21 to 28. And what's that going to do? Corporations are going to be left with laying off people. There will be massive layoffs. Unemployment will go up. Okay, companies are not going to expand. We're headed for a recession. And so that's what happens when they raise taxes and they affect everybody. They say, well, we didn't raise taxes on these low-income earners. Oh, you did worse. You made the corporations have to get rid of them. And they had to turn to automation. These policies are going to be disastrous. And so if you can't see the writing on the wall, we are going to see double-digit inflation, and taxes are going to be going through the roof. And Biden's already signaled that, not only affecting the pre-tax contribution to 401ks, but estate taxes he wants to take from 40% up to 67%. Capital gain taxes he wants to double from 20% up to 39.6% and do away with the step-up in basis on long-term capital gains. It's on and on and on. So, folks, what should you be doing? You need to protect yourself and your hard-earned money from the negative impact of taxes and inflation.
This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio. This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio.
Biden's proposals mean higher unemployment and a recession is on the way. Welcome back. This is Doug Andrew, Three Dimensional Wealth Radio. If you're just joining us, we've been talking in the previous segment about how the stimulus spending, these packages are going to cause taxes to go through the roof, and it's not going to just affect high-income earners. Do not be fooled. But because of these proposals and what has already been passed, I can assure you that we will see unemployment rise because corporations have already been bracing themselves to lay off a lot of their workforce, turn to automation, just with the proposals that Joe Biden has for raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour, which is really myopic. It's very short-sighted to be able to raise a minimum wage because you're really not helping the people that you're trying to help. It is smoke and mirrors when you talk about things like that. The employers across America who employ some of those lower income earners said, if we are forced, especially in middle America, okay, where the cost of living sometimes is half or one third the cost of living in coastal cities like San Francisco or New York. And so maybe there a minimum wage of $15 an hour makes sense. But to do across the board raise like that, if an employer has only, let's say, $100 per hour budgeted for putting together widgets or whatever, and they can take on 10 employees at $10 an hour who really can live well on that for the cost of living where they live compared to the price of gasoline and food and so forth if they were living in New York or San Francisco. So they're very happy. Sure, they will take more. Oh, yeah, I would like to have 50% more. I'd like to have $15 an hour. But if you just say $15 an hour and the employer, because many businesses only operate on a 3 or 4% net profit margin, they go, well, okay, we can only afford 7 employees now at $15 an hour, and that's still going to make me tighten my belt because 7 employees at $15 is what, $105, and I was getting by on 100 barely. And so they have to lay off 3 people. And this is why the studies show that there will be at least 1.4 million jobs that will disappear within close proximity to them passing a $15 minimum wage across the board. Okay. And so also with Biden proposing the increase in corporate tax rates, because Biden, he's a tax revenuer, and they always look to businesses for the money. And so he wants to raise the corporate tax rate from 21% up to 28%. Now, when Trump lowered those rates, and you can study when the mayor of Toronto, Canada, said there is no corporate tax in Toronto. This happened, about a decade ago? Businesses flocked there, even from the United States. And there was a huge boom. And that's what happened with the booming economy when Trump lowered taxes. But see, Biden wants to raise taxes all over the place. And the first place he wants to go to is the corporations to be able to fund all of this exorbitant spending of money that they do not have. And Janet Yellen basically said, when you pass the next bill, you got to at least come up with half of the money from taxpayers. And so you got to come up with half of it. So where's the other half going to come from? Probably printing more money, which is going to cause inflation. It's a two-edged sword. Well, when corporations are forced to go from paying $210,000, which would be 21% of a million profit, let's say, up to $280,000. People say, well, that's only 7% more. No, it's 33% more dollars. See, paying another $70 million in tax, $70 million is one-third of the $210 million they were paying at a 21% rate on $1 million of profit. Does that make sense? So that means they have to pay 33% more in tax. Now, folks, would you be screaming and hollering if the government charged you 33% more in tax? Well, Biden's actually going to be doing more than that on estate tax and capital gain tax, especially for people who inherit a highly appreciated asset, property, or whatever. And he wants to do away with the step-up in basis on long-term capital gains. I've talked about that very topic on those various taxes on this show. So folks, what's the writing on the wall? When this happens and corporations are then forced to tighten their belt, not expand, and lay off people, this is what causes recessions. So you better get ready for high unemployment and a recession coming. You need to be protecting your money and be ready, because you can't do what Biden's proposals are planning to do without having this negative impact. And it just never ceases to amaze me why they don't understand this. I don't think they've ever taken economics 101 in college before. So as we look at what's happening, I said that the $15 minimum wage is myopic. Now, myopic means you're short-sighted. You don't look down the road. What do I mean by that? Well, so many people say, oh, that sounds so wonderful. Yeah, give me $15 an hour. And as I was saying, that's going to actually hurt the people it's trying to help, because the cost of living will go up. And the only way that employers can afford to pay $15 an hour is to raise their prices on the goods and services that they provide, okay? And you raise prices, and all of a sudden, somebody makes $15 an hour instead of $12 an hour. And they go out, but they can only buy at a drive-in restaurant. They can only buy gas and fill up their car. It's the same, because they're not any better off, because everything went up in cost because of the very legislation that gave them the raise caused inflation to raise the cost of living. So it's very short-sighted. You just give it a few months or a year, and what good did that do, except it just kept raising the cost of living? So that's why I call it myopic. What happens in the long run? Higher prices. Well, so what does this all mean? For you who are listening and you have money saved, or you're trying to save money for your future, I'm here to tell you, I've been a financial strategist and retirement planning specialist for more than 4.5 decades. And the biggest reasons why people outlive their money in retirement, there are three big dangers, okay? The number one reason why people run out of money is the negative impact of taxes during retirement. Because if you have $1 million saved, and if you were fortunate to be earning 10%, like many people who use our strategies, the indexing strategies, have been able to earn an average of 7, 8, 9, 10% and even higher. But let's just use it for simple math. That means $1 million should be able to generate a 10% payout without depleting principal. So that would be $100,000 a year. Well, if you pull out $100,000, and you have to pay tax between federal and state tax of 33%. You only net about $67,000 to buy gas, groceries, prescriptions, and golf green fees. You got it? Okay. Now, taxes will likely be going up considerably, according to the General Accountability Office, to where people pay more like 40, 50, and 60%. But let's just keep it at 33% between federal and state tax. 41 out of 50 states has a state income tax. That means if you needed a net of $100,000 to buy gas and groceries, you have to pull out 50% more, or $150,000, to net $100,000. And so you're having to pull out that much, and your million-dollar nest egg will be gone in 11 years if you have to do that. So, folks, you add that on top of inflation and the market volatility, and people outlive their money.
This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio.